Good.
Hi. How are things
How are you?
going? I'm doing well. How are
They're
you
going.
doing?
Oh, they're going. A little
Are you
chaotic around here.
getting any sleep?
Nope. I've been up since 4:30 this morning.
Oh no. That's so
Yeah.
human.
Yeah. It's too crazy. He's got his first ear infection this week. But he's, you know how these kids are.
Oh yeah.
Where are you? That looks so lovely.
Oh, I'm on the deck. I'm just sitting at a different angle.
Oh, I love it. You get a nice, some nice sun then, huh?
Yeah. All day until it goes down. We face south and there's nothing behind us. So it's 85 plus inside right now.
Yeah. Where do you, so you just roast all day?
Yeah.
Yeah, ours is the same way. It's really just so, it's like at least 80 in here. I don't know if you can see my sweat. It's punishing. It's a little nicer outside.
Yeah.
Get a little
So
breeze.
I retreated to the deck. At least I get a breeze here. It just
Yeah.
doesn't go inside the unit. It comes by. Oh, we have others.
Do you know how many folks we are expecting today?
Sorry. I have 1, 2, 3, 6.
Great.
Allie, with the loosening of the mask mandate and things, do you think the council is more likely to consider resuming back in person? Or
Good
has there
question.
been any discussion?
You know, I haven't been in any of the other meetings, so I'm not sure if they're discussing it in other council meetings. I think it would be great. Who's the does Kevin usually come to this meeting? I feel like he does. He might know more about what the public health, like their buildings, what their protocols are looking like these days. I think that informs it too, but I'm not sure. It's a good.
Hi, Ellie. Elaine. Are we waiting for more to come up to join in?
I think we're expecting at least two more. And then
Speaking with what well, right now we have quorum, so if folks want to get started, we can also do that.
okay. All right. Is everybody in favor in doing that? Can we start? Well, you guys want to wait?
Start.
Okay, let's start. Okay, so why don't we start with introductions? Meeting's going to start at 3:03. Introductions. Hi, Milan, co-chair.
Ron Hernandez, community member.
Ed Chitty, community member.
I was totally talking and I was on mute. JP Soto, council member.
Allie Cohn, council staff.
Kara, council staff.
Okay. Is there anybody else? This is it right now, you guys? Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's review and approve of the February 10th agenda.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can share screen. My fault.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does everybody approve of the February 10th agenda?
I'm not seeing. Is it on screen, Allie?
Okay, yeah. You're still trying to load it up, Ed?
Yeah.
Get that gift card.
Yes.
That's okay. Over there in a little bit.
There we go. Has everybody seen it?
Thank you. Yeah, so he's, I'm sure, gone for the day. So if Brian could give it to him tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Still haven't heard from Stephen. I'm texting again.
Okay.
Motion, the minutes be approved.
Okay, hearing no. Everybody, yes? No's? Okay, let's go ahead and approve the agenda for today. And now let's go ahead and review and approve January 13th minutes. Okay. Go ahead and approve the minutes for January 13 minutes. Hearing no no's, nays. Okay. It's approved. All right, guys. Any announcements for today? None? Okay. The only thing that I got in my end for membership for here from Marin was that we did get those two consumers to join our Marin Council, which was very good because we picked those two people up from when we had our public forum meeting. So it's really good to know that we can process that. And I know San Francisco could do the same. So maybe later on we can really talk about recruiting for San Francisco, okay? That's all the information I got for announcements. And now, if we have any public comments, I don't think there's any public today. And now we're gonna go through council member attendance report.
Sure, so it looks like we only have two items on the attendance report.
Okay.
The first is a notice of attendance for Ken Pierce. This is automatic, so it doesn't need to be voted on. We'll just notify Ken.
Okay.
And then the second thing is Zachary Davenport would like to move from community engagement to this committee.
Okay.
Here's your approval.
Yay. Do we get everybody to, yeah? Do, or yes?
All right, looks like a consensus there.
Yay,
well, okay. They couldn't join today, but I think next week they'll be there.
Okay. I was about to say, Zachary, are you here? Okay, so is that all for, oh. Okay, what's the next one? You guys, is gonna go really fast again.
I have a question, Elaine.
Huh?
I do have a question about the leave of absences.
Okay.
Have they been extending that, or what's the situation with those?
Yeah, we have been very generous around the ideas of leaves of absence for people who have got prolonged illness. That's a longstanding informal policy that we've just been giving to people as a courtesy. I think that's for maybe two or three people on the council currently. And then the other thing is we're giving people excused absences who are activated due to COVID. So they're like in their work, they may have to switch roles to be responsive to the pandemic. So those are the two things that we've been doing in recent months and at this point, a year or so.
Okay, because that was a good question by Ron, because that's been crossing my mind lately. I mean, of course, I don't want nobody to leave, and this is not just being a crew, but as a co-chair and membership of this committee.
Thank you. So this,
I have a lot of questions about those people who still have been on a long excuse, and do they want to still be participating? Do we just keep on having them come back, especially with the membership? Because I'm in the dark about who's been taking a long leave of absence, or, you know, situation with everything. I just don't know who's actually is what at this moment, if you understand what I said.
Yeah, the other thing I'll say is that, you know, we're calling it a leave of absence, but anyone who is positive on the council is given an unlimited amount of excused absences due to illness. That's a long-standing policy. And so we can call it a leave of absence because it's like easier to say, but they're also still within like the attendance policy. They're still in compliance because of that. And I think it applies to two people. Currently, I think we're looking at Charles and Mike Shriver.
My concern is, have someone communicated with them that they're asking for an extension? Or are we just assuming that's what they want because they hadn't talked to us?
No, I think Mark is in contact with both of them.
The only thing that I really would like, Ellie, is that Mark and anybody from you, from council support, to let us know that, because we are the membership. And sometimes it feels good to know what's going on or being kept updated with these two. And that's about it, because that's why I say we're kind of left in the dark, not knowing who's still on leave and who's not. When is the extended? When did it start? When does it end? And it's just kind of confusing if you don't have that kind of information in the membership. Just keep us informed that this is still going on with them. Was that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else? Any more questions? If not, let's move on to the Democrats. Okay.
So we have the areas demographic report. This has been updated to reflect, I think that the latest, I'm just totally blanking on who the most recent addition to the council was. Kira, do you remember? Or anyone else? There's one change, I know.
Nah joined.
Okay. So yeah. I think it must be Nah then. So this is our updated demographic report with Aries reflected here. We are currently at 31 members, still at 26% for non-aligned consumers. I don't think any of our target areas have changed. So these are all the same. If there are any questions about this, these numbers, I can also show the EPI data. All right, let me pull up the second spreadsheet.
Okay, Ellie, while you're doing that, I have a question. Mm-hmm. The two people that just joined the Marin Council, are they also able to sit on our council?
Answer that question. They mainly get service here in Marin. So they live in Marin, they live like up in Novato area, and took them a long time. They know the services really, really well up here.
Mm-hmm.
I would like for them to come to San Francisco so they can get more of a feel, just to see how it's run, jump into one of the full council meetings just to get a feel how it's all run all together. But having them join, I don't know, that would be a question I could probably ask them, but mainly they get all the services here through SPAR.
No, I wasn't asking for services, if they would be eligible to be members of the council, the full council.
Oh, I believe so, right, Allie? Because it's still among the EMA.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, Elaine, you're sitting on both councils, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can see it happening with those other two.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if it could happen there, if we could do the same with San Mateo, and we might be able to change the way our demographics look, because we may have a larger pool of people to pull in. Just a thought.
No, it's a great thought too, though, because it'd be nice, because we had it in the past, with me, Wade,
mm-hmm.
and San Mateo, there was more people there. So it'd be nice to get somebody from those two counties more involved with you guys in San Francisco. So that's something also that we can look at too.
Sorry to interrupt, Allie.
Oh, no worries. This is just the EPI comparison. Again, I don't think we have any changes. This is just reflecting the addition of one council member. So we're at 31. Any questions about either of those spreadsheets?
None. Hearing none. So, and that's standing, we can move on to our council recruitment, which I think we pretty much have been discussing already. How do we want to start approaching recruitments? Any suggestions? Come on, y'all, don't be afraid.
I guess I touched the easy pool of looking into the other two counties to see if we had people that might be interested. There may be people in the county that don't necessarily want to be on a council in their county because maybe they're afraid of people finding out their status or other things, which San Francisco might pose a safer haven for them to express themselves in.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, for a while for us, it was a little hard. Couldn't get a lot of recruitment in. We just had to practice more and having more. How we did it was that we just approached many ideas. We got together, we had long discussions about how we could better ourselves and getting going out there and recruiting. I mean, it's the same thing that you guys do in San Francisco in the city. It's just having to push it a little bit more. How do we get into action and doing it more and keeping the commitment and going out there? And it just happened that it worked with the forum meeting with the community and throwing ourselves out there, introducing us, ourselves, and what we have planned, how we got into it, how we are functioning, how happy we are in the council, getting them to understand what it's there for. Because I know a lot of people in this side were a little afraid to join because most of them were like a little afraid that they will lose their services and their benefits through SPAR. But just to let them know that that doesn't happen that way, you're not gonna lose anything. It was just putting ourselves out there, letting us know that we are a council, we're here, we support you guys, and explaining to what it all is all about. And I think from that on, it's just opened up to some eyes and say, oh, you know what, this is really pretty cool. And I think that's how we finally got these two to get in, because they have been for a long time going to the meetings, going to the forums, and doing a lot of surveys and stuff like that. And it just finally say, hey, just join. This is the way you're gonna get your voices heard and get the services that you want and improve. So they finally did. It's just having to communicate out there with the public. And that's why, go ahead, Adam.
I was gonna say, I'm wondering if once, when mask mandates are relaxed and more people are having in-person things, that maybe we as the membership team can set up times to actually go out to agencies rather than relying on staff members of an agency to seek out people that may be interested. Maybe we need to be proactive in actually going out and talking with people and finding out what their needs are, and then explaining to them, well, if housing is your need, this is one of the priorities of the council, and this is how we're working with the Office of AIDS, the mayor's office, you know, right, to bring about better housing conditions and more housing. Mm-hmm. So rather than just waiting for someone else to hand us members, maybe we need to actually go out to seek them.
Right. I agree with Ed. I had a thought, but I didn't think it would be feasible because of the COVID restrictions. To have maybe a small team of maybe one or two volunteers, you could call them a task force, that make it a point every month to maybe go to these community meetings or forums and do some headhunting. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's going to be possible for a long time when there are no in-person meetings, not even ours. So, I mean, that's something we can look into when we do meet in person, that we know that other community groups are conducting their meetings. Mm-hmm. Right now, I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, and I think that just goes back to my earlier question with the mandates, mass restrictions being dropped on the 15th of this month. Organizations may begin to begin meeting in person, or at least in large spaces where there's social distancing and proper ventilation. So we just have to be ready.
Yeah.
Right.
Once we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be exciting. I mean, we'll listen in, and if we hear an opportunity that we could go out there ourselves, and we'll do that.
Okay. I'm sorry, I missed.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I missed part of the conversation because I had a staff person call me, but I know what we're talking about. And I just wanted to remind us that we historically have really relied on the entire body to really work with us on strategies to recruit folks. So I think that we talked before about, you know, talking to the body during one of our next meetings about really kind of, you know, just a heads up that we're looking and kind of the specific groups that we would really love to add folks to, and just kind of put that in their ear, because this all kind of makes sense for them as they're out and about as well, right?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we as members of the membership committee could just be an adjunct support group of that. In other words, if someone says, well, you know, I talked to someone, they were interested but weren't committal, we don't want them to be hounded by someone in their own organization. They could pass the baton to, you know, us, and we as a membership team or whatever you want to call it, a subgroup, to actually go out and meet with the people and talk with them. Find out more, as I was saying, what their interests are. If it's medicine insecurity, if it's housing insecurity, if it's needing mental health, we can point out, you know, well, this is what's provided, but if this is really something you're interested in, you know, you need to have your voice on the council, and this is a way that you can express yourself. In other words, empower them. Rather than saying, these are the services we provide, someone else is out there fighting for you.
Right. Yeah, and those are the tasks that we used over here, and getting the public and people who are know that we are here and letting them know exactly what our roles are as a council and what we do. Mm-hmm. When they found out that it's like, oh, you guys are the ones that are allocating this. It's like, yeah, we are. This is what we do. It's not something that it's difficult, because some of them were a little intimidated because it's like, well, I'm not educated enough to join this. It's like, you don't have to be. You just need to know what the services are and, you know, do, and just advocate for yourself and for everybody else. You know, you're the one is doing all these roles. You're the one that's putting the money in the efforts and services out there for you and making sure it goes to the right needs. When we told them that, they got themselves a little bit more interested and say, oh, I understand now. So I think by communicating to the public, especially to consumers, that this is what it's about, I think we will get a lot more people interested and going, oh, okay. If they understood what it meant a little bit more clearer, I think we'll get a lot of people into it. It took us a long time, but we did it.
And I think if we simplify the what we are, it would be a lot easier for them to digest in the beginning. Right. Because when I first started, I was hounded with all this, all these acronyms and things. I'm like, you know, but then they just, basically it's just Orion White funds, and those money go to certain HIV care services. That makes sense to a beginner. I think it should just be that simple.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what, if they understood that a little bit more, I think what, yeah, it's pretty much that. If they understood it a little bit more better, I think they would be a little bit more comfortable saying, oh, okay, I get it. I understand it now. Because there was a lot, the things that we used in the past in our side, and I know from a little bit from your guys' side too, that it was more not that clear. Because if you can remember, some of the people who dropped off, like from San Mateo, they thought that this was a kind of a council. It's like, no, you're an advocate, but you're this kind of advocate. We're advocate for funds. You know, you want your voices to be heard. This is the way to do it for services. But I don't think a lot of people were understanding what these councils were about. So it scared them off. But if you make yourself a little bit more clear, what we do, how we do it, how long you've been in it, how much you've been getting out of it. That was the things that we all said here at Marin and had a discussion among ourselves saying, how do we make it so that the public can actually feel comfortable doing the same? Throwing out our little personal experiences being part of the council.
Yeah.
help them a lot too. So I think just educating them how we feel about it, what the council's all about, I think we can get a lot more people interested if they just knew.
I know what you mean, Elaine, because I remember a few council members in the past have confused us with being activists.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what they were thinking, that's what we were. So I think if we get people who know that we're not a group that are out there marching, but we're sitting and just making these decisions that we have to based on our mandates, I think would be make a lot more sense for them.
Yes, that's what I meant, yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is Gwen.
Hey,
Gwen.
I'm back.
Nice to see you, Gwen.
Yeah. I'm hearing everybody, and it's great ideas. But the one that I really, really appreciate is Don's going to the full body. Let the body help us.
What do we mean? What do we
that's my little two cents.
What do we mean by body?
The council body, the full body.
I see. Our own.
Our council, yes.
Yeah, and that's what we mean is like when we just have to get, we personally, we have to learn how to be, how do I say it? We are the ones going to have to go out there and be the motivators to get new recruitments in. And the only way that that's going to happen, well, how we found it here is that we have to put our experiences out there, what we got out of this council, what we're getting out of it. And I think when you show them your efforts and how you enjoy being a part of the council and they're seeing what you're doing, I think it would be a little bit more comfortable and more understandable for them. Because like I said, it took us a long time, kids. It really did for this part of the county. And it was just like, okay, we have enough. How can we get new recruitment? How do we show the community that this is what this council stands for? So that means having to do a little bit more explaining slowly and a little bit more of showing them that experience. And as all of us, I mean, all of full body too, going out there and saying, hey, I'm TJ. This is how long I've been on it. This is how, you know, we've been doing, showing the improvements of it, having them say, hey, come in and join in one of the Zooms. You'll see how it runs and how we all get along and forming out these funds and making sure it's going to the right categories. They need to understand that a little bit more, what the services is there for, where the funds are going, who's allocating that, and, you know, how it's all put together. And once they get to know that, I'm sure of it, guys, you'll get a lot that will probably would want to join.
You know, we may want to look at our questionnaire, questions that we ask new members coming in.
Right.
Because a lot of people, they've heard about Ryan White, but they may not know. But when you start asking them, well, what are the HRSA policies? Where do funds come from? It's like you're already asking them to know what we should be teaching them.
Right.
Does that make sense? It's sort of off-putting. It makes people feel, well, maybe I'm not smart enough to be part of this because you're talking about things I have no clue about. That's right. And sometimes, go ahead, Ron.
No, that's right. I'm sorry.
And sometimes, you know, it's off-putting. It's almost like gotcha questions. Because I know when we've interviewed members before, a question will come in, and I know David usually says, well, I always prime them and I explain all of these things to them, but do we really need the people to be primed? Isn't the goal to find out the interest of the people, what their motivation is, and do they have skills that will be of benefit to the council? And take them with the skills they bring in, but with the understanding that we will teach you these others.
Right. Yeah. I think, no, you're right, Ed. And I think so too. I'll be honest, when I joined you guys, I was a little bit more scared of San Francisco than I was Marin. And I think it was because, do I have to be a little bit more smarter in this part of the county than I have to do in Marin? And I think that's the determination right there. That's kind of like, I don't know if I can do it. It's not until I just went for it full force. And that wasn't in the half of my brother. That was just saying, okay, I'll give it a shot. You're there, you'll teach me, you know? And that's the only way I got comfortable. But you know what, until today, from then to till today, I can actually honestly say, with a little bit of shameful, there's some I do understand and some that I don't. But I know that I have you guys, I can always ask those questions too. And I still look to my brother and say, hey bro, what's this all about? But I'm still learning little by little. And I think to get new recruitment, we have to be, as a membership committee too, we have to also go out there and talk to them too, communicate with them that this is what the council is about. This is, you don't have to be a born genius to go to any big major university to join and be a part of. But let me explain what this council is all about. Let me give you information that you need to know about this. So that's when I agree with you. That's when we have to go up there and let people know what this council is about. What Wine Bright is, what funds, what services. If you explain that to them, they will understand a little bit more. Any other questions?
It's JP, sorry. I haven't been on membership that long. I think this has just been my last, you know, round, my first round. Has it always been kind of the gauge of this committee to actively seek, or more so than just, you know, review and strategize? I've never been part of this committee before this last year, so I'm not sure what exactly membership has done around recruitment before.
Ed, you want to answer that?
Well, I was going to say, basically, in the past, a lot of it has been relying on the full council body, or, you know, putting word out to agencies that receive funding through the council. And this committee basically has just reviewed the applications. But looking at the stagnation in membership, not just during the time of COVID, but even before, I'm thinking that maybe that approach, relying on other people, that maybe we need, as a membership committee, be involved in both, rather than just relying on someone else to bring us a member and we review the applications and then make a recommendation. I think that's one of the big problems, because we're passing off a responsibility and relying on others to do this.
Right.
We hope they do it. We don't question them one way or the other, but I think it shows in the membership, just going back over the last, say, 5 or 6 years, where it's been.
I'll also say that, if I can jump in really quickly, in the past, what I feel like there's been a relationship between community engagement and membership, where membership tracks the demographics of the council and identifies areas where we need to be recruiting. And then community engagement tailors their COLAs and needs assessments to those target populations. And then the focus groups that result from that are a recruitment mechanism. So that has been, I feel like from my experience on the council, one of the primary forms of recruitment is through community engagements, community activities.
And those are really good things, strategies that we should still continue looking forward to, even after this whole COVID thing. I think it's just be good to just concentrate more. I mean, that's why I wanted to have this still topic going on for meetings. So it's something that we can look forward and trying to find ways to work as a team, work as with all the other committees, like Allie just said. But also because you guys are also a membership committee. And I don't know if it's any different from here, but our membership is pretty much the ones that get the interviews, do the recruitments, bring it to full council when we go through the interviews and get the approval to join. I don't know if it's any different from you guys from the city. I just know that we participated pretty much in trying to get recruitments from every other areas of the committees here. So I think it's everybody's responsibility to try to find somebody that would be interested. It's just having everybody kind of word it, try to get people out there to understand a little bit more about what we do as a council. And maybe, I don't know, just explaining it better of what we do. Guys, any other questions? And it's just more just to talk about, more to think about. Yeah, because I would like to think that somehow we will get back to meeting with each other again, you guys, hopefully. After what, the 15, we'll figure out what's going to go on. I know here on Marin side, I don't know if we're still part of still masking up. I know my company employees still have to, but I think the customers don't have to. So we'll find out after the 15, how everything goes and what we can do. But these are just little conversations to have. So something that we can look forward to once we get out of this whole COVID thing. Any more questions? All right, you guys. Well, like I said, just something to think about, get a whole bunch of ideas and bring it to attention and see what we can do. As far as everything else goes, you guys, I miss seeing you guys. I actually kind of miss going into the city, but as I hear, it's a little scary up there. So I hope everybody's being safe out there. And I guess the next meeting date of agenda items, we have to vote on something. What is that, Allie?
No need to vote. It's just the next meeting in March. I think it's on, what did it say, March 10th?
We're welcome
to add any parking lot items that we can bring to the next month's meeting as well.
Okay. Do we have anything from the parking lot?
Nope.
Okay. Well, if you guys think that we did okay today, I guess we could go ahead and have the meeting adjourned if nobody has any questions or topics they want to bring up.
I just want to say thank you all. I know that we've been a very small but mighty group lately. I can't even remember how many folks are actually assigned to our group, but it's been kind of thin for a while, but you all have been consistent.
Yeah. And I think so too. I was just having a discussion with my bro before we started. And it's like, you know, we've been working really okay for right now with very little what we got. And touching base with you, I know we guys don't have a lot in these agendas and meetings are going really quickly, but the fact that we are still communicating with one another and just staying on top of everything, it's been really good. So I know it's been light, you guys, but hopefully we'll get to see each other again soon. So, and I'll do, you guys, I miss y'all. Take care of yourselves. And I guess without any more questions, the meeting has adjourned and see you next month.
Bye-bye.
Good seeing everybody.
Okay, you guys.